Welcome to MEDAIR's monthly aviation security update for February 2026. My name is Pierre Ibrahim. I'm an aviation and maritime senior security specialist at MEDAIR, offering comprehensive security assessments and solutions for the aviation and maritime industries. On today's agenda, we are going to cover the US-Venezuela situation. Before moving on to discuss the shift towards the East Pacific, then we continue to highlight on the latest update for the Middle East region and finishing up with a look at potential area of global risk in the weeks and months ahead. Since early January, there have been no verified reports of additional U.S. military activity inside Venezuelan territory. Venezuela's interim authorities continue to uphold emergency declarations and maintain extensive security measures, including surveillance, selective detentions, and internal movement controls. Diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Venezuela are ongoing, and the country continues to operate within a tense but controlled security environment. On 29 January, the FAA has eased long-standing restrictions on overflights and operations within Maiketa Flight Information Region and adjacent Caribbean Flight Information Regions. This included the lifting of key inspection control zones imposed due to security risks, enabling a phased resumption of civil aviation activity. This policy shift follows Trump's recent statements highlighting a decrease in regional tensions with Venezuela and the broader Caribbean, signaling reduced threats from military actions or instability. While the situation appears outwardly calm, the absence of renewed strikes or widespread unrest should not be interpreted as a return to normalcy. The operating environment remains unpredictable, with existing security structures allowing for swift escalation should the authorities perceive any threat to cohesion or stability. Operators should remain aware that Venezuela's law on control for comprehensive aerospace defense remains fully in effect. Now, this law grants the Venezuela broad authority to monitor, intercept, in extreme cases, neutralize aircraft deemed non-compliant or a threat to national security. The law is primarily aimed at countering illicit air activity. However, its scope is wide enough that civil aviation operations, especially those involving deviations from flight plans, communication irregularities, or unapproved routings, could face heightened scrutiny or enforcement actions. At this time, we at MEDAIR advise that overflight and short turnaround operations to airports in the Maiketa FIR may resume with heightened security precautions. Operators should continue to monitor developments for updates. Additionally, operators are advised to classify the operations as high risk and apply at the minimum the following but non-exhaustive mitigation measures to manage high risk exposure, such as strictly comply with air traffic control instructions, be mindful of frequent GPS interference as jamming and spoofing issues. The aircraft should be parked away from the airport's perimeter fence. Additionally, while the aircraft is on the ground, the flight crew and air carrier operations department should remain alert and dynamically monitor the situation. Also, crew members should carry robust communication devices and with satellite phones to be able to communicate with the air carrier in case of emergency. Also, operators should address the following by carrying extra fuel for diversions, alternate communication and navigation methodologies to account for the potential of conflict-associated jamming or electric interference that disrupts normal aircraft communications and navigation, and finally, ensuring monitoring of the appropriate frequencies. Moving on to the next topic, which is the East Pacific rising tension. And on 16 January, the FAA issued a background information note for U.S. civil aviation operations alongside NOTAMs KICC Alpha 12 over 26 through Alpha 18 over 26 that are valid until 17 of March, that extending from surface to flight level unlimited. This advice U.S. civil aviation operators to exercise caution in overwater areas of Mexico, Central American, Panama, Bogota, and Guayaquil flight information regions, all of Mazatlan Oceanic flight information region, and parts of an unassigned Eastern Pacific Ocean airspace identified as XX01 due to ongoing U.S. military activity. These military activities, such as military aircraft potentially operating at or below civil cruising altitudes without notice or transponders, and reported GNSS interference. This follows the U.S. President Donald Trump when explicitly threatened military action against Mexican drug cartels, including references to surgical strikes and deploying naval assets to interdict trafficking routes. These coincide directly with recent FAA NOTAMs, such as such activity is likely to involve airstrike over international waters, targeting fast-moving trafficking vessels and semi-submersibles. They are aligned with U.S. counter-drug smuggling objectives under the U.S. military's ongoing Operation Southern Spear in the Caribbean Sea, Pacific Ocean, and Venezuela. No official sources at the moment confirm major U.S. military deployments westward across the Pacific beyond routine carrier operations, nor have affected countries such as Mexico, Colombia, and Panama gone on high alert except for Mexico, that issued reciprocal airspace NOTAMs Bravo 73 and Bravo 75 over 26, advising operators to exercise caution. This indicates that U.S. operations remain targeted at maritime trafficking rather than broad territorial engagement. Nevertheless, rapid escalation remains possible given current U.S. political rhetoric. At this time, we at MEDAIR advise operators to exercise extreme caution during overwater operations in affected flight information regions, also to anticipate an increased military presence and elevated regional alert status, implement alternative communications and navigation methodologies. These should account for the potential of associated jamming or electric interference that disrupts normal aircraft communications and navigation. Additionally, operators should ensure that aircraft equipment availability and serviceability to facilitate identification of the aircraft by military units. And finally, operators should maintain comprehensive contingency plans for short notice disruption or interference. On the Middle East, rising tension. As an overview, tensions between Israel and Hezbollah remain acute, fueled by ongoing Israeli airstrikes targeting group infrastructure and mainly in the south and the Bekaa Valley, and mounting disarmament efforts to force relinquishment of weapons. This dynamic compounds the broader U.S.-Iran-Israel friction, where U.S. deployments, including the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group with destroyers, plus fighter jets, cargo planes, and tankers across regional bases, signal heightened readiness. Meanwhile, Israel has elevated its military alert to maximum in anticipation of potential U.S. strikes on Iran, pledging decisive retaliation. While President Trump demands Iran dismantle its nuclear program and cease protester crackdowns or face military consequences, recent flashpoints include the U.S. jet downing an Iranian drone on February 3 and Navy escorts shielding a tanker from Iranian vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. As diplomatic efforts, the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks originally set for Turkey have shifted to Oman amid intensifying diplomacy. The West pushes a three-point agenda: the nuclear curbs, missile limits, and proxy de-escalation. Yet, Iran insists on negotiating solely the nuclear issue, rejecting the rest as non-starters and dooming past mediation attempts. Iran has warned of retaliation, mirroring the 13-day June conflict, mass drone missile barrages on Israel and U.S. bases, proxy activations, and Strait disruptions if attacked. Early indicators of U.S.-Israeli action, such as base personnel drawdowns, warrant close monitoring. Should strikes proceed, Priority targets would encompass Iranian air defenses, command nodes, missile facilities, and enrichment sites, exposing leadership, while strained defenses amplify civilian risks. In terms of impacts and scenarios, any escalation would trigger Iran-wide airspace shutdowns, border restrictions, internet blackouts, and consular isolation, crippling travel, evacuation, and assistance options. Regional flight disruptions would ripple outward via NOTAMs and ADIS activations. While Oman talks hold faint promise, persistent gaps on core issues keep strike risks elevated, urging vigilance on U.S. posture shifts for timely warning. As Medair, at this time, we advise that overflight of the Tel Aviv flight information region may proceed with caution and adherence to NOTAMs. Due to the ongoing tension in the Middle East region, we recommend that only short turnaround operations to all airports until further notice. Operation should be considered a high-risk operation, and therefore additional measures should be deployed in line with the air carrier security program to manage the risk to an acceptable level. For Iran, we advise operators to defer all operations to Iran until further notice and exercise heightened caution amid escalating regional tensions. Also, operators should exercise caution and classify the operation to from the Middle East region as high risk and apply additional mitigation measures. Also, they should expect short notice airport and airspace closures in the Middle East region and plan accordingly. And finally, operators should have contingency procedures for possible GPS and GNSS outages. For the weeks and months ahead in Niger, operators with interest at the capital Niamey's Diori Hamani International Airport should note that short turnaround operations may resume and exercise caution and closely monitor developments following a military attack near the facility overnight on 28 and 29 January. The extremist Islamic State Sahel Province group claimed responsibility for the attack, while General Abdulrahman Tiani, the leader of the ruling military junta, accused Benin, Cote d'Ivoire, and France of supporting the assailants. Although the attack reportedly targeted military assets, a commercial airline stated that one of its aircraft sustained gunfire damage while parked on the tarmac. In response to the attack, the U.S. embassy was closed on 30 January but has since reopened. Moving to Ethiopia, operators should monitor developments in Tigray state over the coming days following an intensification of clashes. Clashes between the Ethiopian National Defense Forces, Amhara Forces, and the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front that occurred in Selamet in the Tigray state from 29 to 30 January. On 29 January, following reports of clashes, Ethiopian Airlines suspended flights between the capital Addis Ababa and Tigray. Normal flight operations have since resumed, though further short notice suspensions remain possible. At Medair, we advise that operators should defer operations to all airports within Tigray due to the risk of misidentification and potential hostile fire toward low-flying aircraft. However, overflight may proceed above flight level 320 in the Tigray region. On the Cambodia-Thailand front, operators should continue to defer operations to airports within 30 miles or 50 kilometers of the Thailand-Cambodia border amid allegations of ceasefire violations. Cambodia NOTAM Alpha 9 over 26 remains in effect until 23 of April. The security environment along the border remains volatile as core territorial disputes remain unaddressed. The likelihood of the conflict restarting remains in areas where Thailand has reclaimed territories or installed fencing in Cambodia-claimed locations. Finally, addressing the GNSS interference that has surged in recent months, particularly in the Middle East, Central America, and Eastern Europe, is driven by conflict-related jamming and spoofing that disrupt chip signal, critical for aviation navigation. As a recommendation, we advise to stay mindful, especially when overflying or near conflict zones where interference risk spike, and to employ, if possible, receiver autonomous integrity monitoring, forecasting, dual inertial navigation system, high frequency communications backups, and traffic collision avoidance system, resolution advisory that override protocols. Real time crew reporting GPS anomaly site is recommended for pattern analysis and mitigation efforts. Thank you for your time and attention. I hope you found this brief both informative and valuable. If you have any questions or suggestions, please don't hesitate to contact us via the email address provided on this slide. We are available 24/7 to address your questions. We appreciate your interest in Medair Security.